Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello, 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 welcome, welcome.
Doubles, doubles, doubles.
How are you?
Doubles, doubles, doubles.
All the time. All the time. That's it.
All the time doubles, yeah. All the time. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing good. Doing good,
We were just talking about something. We were talking about Dungeons & Dragons before we started recording here. And I just want to say it's absolutely crazy that we've been playing since May. And we're going to be wrapping up the campaign here.
That's insane.
A good possibility. Good possibility. I'll tell you what, this last session, with the way initiative worked, not passing around cards, not getting confused, not doing any of that stuff, and then cutting down on some of that chatter, you guys cranked through more content faster than any other night.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Because we even ended
early. I felt like we did a lot.
So there's a good possibility. Very good possibility. So, yeah, absolutely wild. I'm going to take the time off I have in December and start building out the next campaign and getting that thing all polished up. But
It's been a fun ride, though. I mean, I know that if you think you said it's been since May. I mean, we're in, it'll be wrapped up maybe by the possibility of November, you know?
Yeah. That's a good possibility.
Yeah, I think that I've had fun. I think it's been a very enjoysome ride, and it's one of those moments where you're like, I'm excited for it to end, but at the same time, it's been fun building up my wizard, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure.
don't
some burning hands, you know? Man. Literally. I know. I was typing up the previously on, like I have been lately, because I. What, you know, you heard on Friday, obviously, I did the same type of previously on. I just kind of tell it through the character's eyes instead of like as if we're watching a TV show. So I did that again. I did it through like your guys' characters and everything. And man, I was just like, wow, this could potentially be the last previously on The Lost Mind of Phandalar.
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy.
Kind of wild. Yeah. I have a my personal Google Drive has part one, part two, part three, part four, and all the maps, all the things I've typed up, everything. So I mean, like, there's like just so many hours of work, but it's cool because like that's a module. If I ever wanted, to take another group on a ride, I have this thing already pre-built. So that's what's really sweet.
Yeah, that is sweet.
And then I have Wave Echo Cave printed on. I have the map. So I'll never get rid of that because it's so massive. It's just, I hope there's... Well, actually, it won't matter anymore. I think we're going the TV route, so.
Yeah, which would be sweet.
Yeah, because then you could move around with the map. You zoom out, zoom in. You could do Fog of War. I can share it out so that like all party members can see it. So I just think it's going to be sweet. Plus, you still use your minis, you know, on there. So
that's true.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of. I think next campaign, I'm going to try to have that all kind of settled for next campaign.
Okay.
Because that'll be another thing that's kind of like more streamlined, making it easier on me to display maps. It'll probably be. Where I could put more time into the content as well and learning stuff. Cause I mean, we're honestly always learning. I feel like every session I'm either coming to the wizard, the cleric or the rogue or somebody and saying, oh, by the way, I found out, check this out, you know, cause who knew?
Yeah, that is true.
So yeah, it could potentially be it, man. Could potentially be the last one.
I mean, like I said, it's excitement and not at the same time, but I mean, I'm excited for Friday no matter what. I'm excited to come and do it no matter what, but it's a little bit more of that. You're like, well, I mean, you know, it's been a long journey.
I know. It'll be really interesting because we'll be adding two more people. Which is like extremely unadvised. It's really funny. The Reddit groups are just like, so don't do it and don't do it. It's just like, well, let's try, right? We're all friends, mm-hmm. so it's not like we're at risk of not having fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, so it'll definitely be interesting. Kind of, it's really funny because one of our friends who's playing is like, wow, Dungeon Daddy's really taking it out on us hard. And Jessica's like, wow, he's really just conditioning us to so that when we have eight players, things are kind of moving. It's like, yes, that's literally it. I'm trying to streamline, not just for you guys also, but for myself. So it's just funny. But yeah, so yeah, I'm very excited.
I think it's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
I mean, cause it's actually kind of cool because it actually, well, I don't have to dive in, but leveling up your character too. That's why I don't really want to change mine, because you know what I mean. I'm gonna start getting more spell slots, add more cantrips, more spells, more. You know what I mean? Like, there's like things that's gonna start happening, right?
So that's the interesting part about levels and campaigns. Levels are pretty. Levels pretty much stick to the campaign you're on. So, say one day you get your wizard up to level 20, and I'm running Dragon of Icespire Peak. Well, I'm not going to let you have a level 20 wizard come in and just wreck stuff, right? I'm going to probably take you down to level 5. So, you can have your character. You can have everything that you get with it, the spells you've learned, weapons you've kept, all that stuff. But the level is going to change. So I think with the next one, I'm probably, even anybody who creates a new character, and everybody who's going to bring their character with them, I'm going to probably start you out at either level 3 or 4.
Okay.
So yeah, that's it's just like an interesting thing, because it's like exciting to build the experience and level up, and it's sweet because you're leveling up in that campaign to do the most amount of damage in that campaign, where I could create another campaign and just say, okay, well, you guys are going to be level 10 and choose your spells and stuff like that. So,
okay. All right.
So, but yeah, I would have to say, like I just said though, like, even though, Your spell slots would, like, if I took you to level 3 or 4, are going to be around the same. You would still know X amount of spells, you know. Yeah. So, anyways, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's very cool. I will have a session 0, where everybody comes, build new characters, or talks about bringing their new characters and kind of a thing. But yeah. Yeah. Other than that, we watched a movie called Fall.
Oh, yes. Yes, that we did.
That we did.
So.
Anything else on your end?
No. I mean, I think that's pretty much. Yeah, let me say it. I mean, well, you know. Sorry, guys, but Call of Duty's been, you know, calling a lot of names over here. Yeah. So, my content. Yeah, it has gone down, and I've noticed that the last, like, you know, like 2 weeks or so, that I haven't really even, because what I like to do is, like, when I eat dinner, watch something. You know what I mean? I don't want to, like, sit there and, like, watch something on my phone for while I eat dinner. Watch an actual episode or two of something, and then if I get into Call of Duty or something, that's fine. Man, it's been, all right, I'm loading up Call of Duty while I'm eating my sandwich.
Yeah, right.
You know, so that's kind of what's going on. Yeah. So that's what's really been happening. So honestly, I've watched what I've watched while playing recently, just because I've seen it enough. Squid Games.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I know you're gonna make fun of me for this, but
to walk.
I turned on I turned on the American
Horror Story
voiceover.
Oh,
no, the American voiceover. For Squid Games is what I'm saying.
Oh, dubbed.
Because what I can do is I don't have to necessarily watch, because I already know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Bozo, so
I
look dubbed down, over. I see the scene.
Yes. Sorry, I used the word. What I use?
Oh, no.
But dubbed over. Yeah.
Bozo dubbed over. Is it Bozo?
Bozo.
Yeah, I think you should leave. I don't get it.
I don't remember that.
Is it Bozo? Yeah, he's like, ah, I ain't even supposed to be here. And they're like, what is this video? And they're like, it's Bozo dubbed over. It's like, is Bozo doing the dubbing? Well, yeah. It's not just some guy. Anyways. But yeah.
I don't remember that one. I get why you would do the dubbing.
But that's just not how I consume
content. Well, if I watch it on my TV while sitting here,
right, you'd be,
I would do the same thing. That's the thing. So, well, at first, I mean, I gotta admit, guys, you know, if you've never done it before on a foreign film like that, I would highly recommend it because it gives it an entire different thing. And if you're questioning it, watch the movie Parasite. The Parasite will blow your mind.
Yeah, dude.
To where you'll want to start watching everything in the same exact thing. Like that's
Parasite is a very true story, man.
I'm telling you, like that is a. I mean, if I can give a public service announcement, PSA, and say that, do it.
Hey, first foreign film to win Academy Award for Best Picture. So
yeah,
there's a reason for that. Parasite was undeniable. It was just that incredible. Now, speaking of subtitles, Jessica and I are big fans of HBO. I think everybody knows this at this point. HBO, just hits different. the new season of White Lotus has come out. So we watched the three episodes, and on Saturday, I think it was Saturday evening. No, it was Sunday. No, I'm sorry. This was Saturday evening. We're like, oh, we've got to watch more. I have like the theme song or the credits intro song stuck in my head. I've got to watch more White Lotus. And then I completely forgot that it's HBO and it's week by week. So we didn't get an episode until last night. So we haven't watched it yet. But I was nervous because I loved the first season of The White Lotus. I thought it was phenomenally well done, very funny, very quirky, great temperature read on the social climate and rich privilege and all that stuff. It's phenomenally well done, and the actors are phenomenal. So I was really nervous about the second one, you know, like,
yeah,
can you have
equal
or greater value? It's scary for like a second season or a sequel. So and we're loving it. It's fantastic, man. It's awesome. The second season. So I'm very happy.
How many episodes have you watched?
Oh, the first three. It's been great. It feels like The White Lotus. So it feels like more on the guest side than on the management side this time. Where like last time it was like 50-50 where you would kind of focus on management and the guests. But that could change. I'm only three episodes in, so I mean, because you know, like some of the management and everything and workers there, but yeah, it's been it's like a dark comedy, man. Like it's terrible shit, and you're just laughing because you're just like it's like a nervous laughter. Like,
oh shit! Mm.
But yeah, fantastic stuff. And then I'm almost through The Gentlemen. I got 37 minutes left. There's one thing I do tonight that might be to finish that movie, but probably not.
That got it.
The Gentleman. I've been wanting to watch this one. I like Guy Ritchie a lot. He's got such a great style. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Hold on here. I don't want to
misspeak.
Yeah, I don't want to misspeak. Well, that's exactly what I'd be doing there.
Well, you're definitely not trying to do that.
So, have you ever watched Snatch with Brad Pitt?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a Guy Ritchie film. Rock and Roll.
Oh, nice. Okay,
that's a Guy Ritchie film. So, really, there's only one Guy Ritchie film I have not liked. And I think it was called King Arthur. Ritchie. he for some reason doesn't usually. Oh, he did the Sherlock Holmes, the first one. Loved that. Yeah, King Arthur. Legend of the Sword. That was a bad movie. That was a really bad movie. It had a Guy Ritchie style in a medieval format, like a medieval movie format, and it just didn't work.
Gotcha.
Didn't like it. But I like damn everything else he's put out. Rock and Roller was awesome, man. That was a good one.
See, I'm trying to think of like a. I mean, I don't think I've watched a lot. I don't remember watching that one.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, Snatch. Those are the early ones.
So what's his name? What's his name again?
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
So The Gentleman I was excited about, and you know, it's got Matthew McConaughey in there and a bunch of other good actors. Oh, Colin Farrell's this character called the Coach, and there's this interaction in a little deli. He's such a cool character. I love Colin Farrell. I love Colin Farrell in general. He's awesome.
Yeah. Did you say Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, he did the first Sherlock Holmes. Yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah. It says he did two of them.
Did he do the second Sherlock Holmes as well? It makes sense. They're both very similar in style, so that would make sense.
I could have swore that there's another movie that I watched of his that's just not popping up. But
So yeah, I'm gonna finish that. I'm excited. It kind of makes me just want to get on like a Guy Ritchie binge. Just I like his action. I like his storytelling because it's like very, it's quirky and through the characters.
Okay.
This one, like they kind of deal like this private investigator is running this whole story by this character, and he's typed it all into a script. So it's kind of like a genius way to pass information because you're like, oh, it's a movie script, whatever. But no, it's got like all the information of. He's like, let me just paint a picture for you. And then like you're kind of going through the movie. But yeah, Snatch is definitely one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Brad Pitt's amazing in that one. He's got the one-hit knockout. He's the Pikey. But yeah. That's all I've been doing. I also have been doing a lot of Call of Duty. So if there's like some free time, I'm like,
exactly. Yeah, you get around it or two.
Then
you know
I just got my first taste of gold guns because I realized what I'm supposed to be doing now. So I'm like,
doing exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. You had a lot more. That's why I feel bad for other friend too, because if he would have started that from the very beginning, he probably would have already had like 7 or 8. I mean, he's done a lot of like getting guns up to a level.
Yeah, that's what I did.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
moving on. Yeah. So when he was doing that, you know, if he would have done it in the right way, he probably would have already had those. That's why I'm like, well,
man, I'm like 2-3 kills away. You know? Or no, 2-3.
Three kills?
Yeah, the 3 kills in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
On the PSDW or something. Anyways, yeah. I'm very excited about that. Get them all up to... They're so easy to level up because, like, when I'm not playing with you guys, dude, I was going to take a picture the other morning. I woke up at 6:30 in the morning, and I went downstairs and started playing. Every match I'm doing, I'm top of the leaderboard, 20 kills, 25 kills, almost 30 kills. I'm captured flags. I'm defusing bombs. I'm doing all this stuff. And I play with you guys later, and I do absolutely terrible. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is at all.
That's crazy. So weird. Yeah.
I took a picture, and then I was like, I deleted it. I'm like, I don't need to prove myself to anyone.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you want to talk about this movie, Fall?
Yeah, man, I think we should.
So, originally, Jessica was, she's the one who, you know, it was on sale on the Vudu, and she's like, oh, have you heard about this movie called Fall? And I'm like, I've never heard, I didn't hear about it or know about it, so I'm like, I bought it. I'm like, you know, I have a good fear of heights. This movie definitely gave me, like, it was cringy, man.
Oh. So this is what I was going to say to you. I told you I was excited to talk to you about this movie.
Yeah.
And it's really because I was mad at you I thought you've already actually watched this movie. For some reason, I could have sworn you said you've already watched it, but maybe you said that you guys talked about it. I think that's what I heard, but for some reason, I thought. Anyways, so I'm watching this movie. I'm like, I know your fear of heights, you know, and you talk about it. My fear of heights has recently been worse and worse. I swear I got this thing with vertigo. I'm not kidding. I was getting like the upset stomach, the entire thing that I feel with. If I was at the top, actually, even like. If I started climbing up the ladder and that they're climbing up.
Dude, like 30 minutes in and they're like already climbing up this thing. I'm like, oh, okay. Still like an hour and some minutes to go. We're going to have to spend it all up there. Great. This is going to be a fun ride.
We go.
They start walking up and then like they like pause or whatever and they're just looking around. I'm like, this is nerve wracking, man. Mm-hmm. They start like moving the camera to where like they're showing it all like that, dude. I tell you what, I'm laying on the couch and I'm going, you know, I'm like, stop it, like get that off the camera. Just
I don't like just this.
Go back down. Like I've never been that person in the theater that I would shout some shit at.
You would.
But this movie, I'd be like, stop that. Go back down.
Yeah.
Any person. I've actually
take my eyes off of the screen and look away. I don't have my phone in my hand or anything. I'm just like, nope. That sucks. And then I'm right back at it. Okay. Like, once that scene's over, that crazy angle, whatever it is. And they did it too many times.
Bro.
Too many times.
Bro. I'm like, nope. I couldn't, so obviously like something interests me. So like, I'm like, well, gotta spend 15, 20 minutes just looking up every fact I can find out about this. Right.
Uh-huh.
And, it just blows my mind that people build these things, that these structures do exist and that these things have been built, that somebody has climbed up there to bolt those suckers down, man. Like, that's mind-blowing to me. And then there's just these two people that are willing to just climb this rusty contraption that's just been sitting in weather. And I'm thinking, like, the wind alone could blow you away up there.
Absolutely.
Tiny little platform.
Yeah, and they're both hanging and stuff. Like not hanging. Dude. Like they're
that
like,
pissed just doing me off.
Crazy, dude. Which really is
like,
bad.
I gotta do it for the followers, and then like hanging it by one hand. I'm like, you're stupid. Put your hands back. Get back up there.
Yep. Tie yourself up. Yeah. You know what I mean. Make yourself. I mean, that's like that. Yeah. No.
I did enjoy multiple the times. Little twist.
The twist was good.
It definitely, I definitely caught on in the conversation that of wrestling. So that was really cool. That was like a really cool nod, just because she had started talking about wrestlers and she's like, I thought you never watched wrestling. I was like, well, that's because, you know,
you're her.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really cool. I did enjoy that, but spoiler. Maybe it went on a little too long. The bird fighting scene was absolutely insane.
Well,
just not really sure that any of that needed to be there
at all. And
the drone thing. I'm like, so you could just sit up there. Charge of that drone, fighting off that bird, and you're just like, yep, as that thing's swaying in the wind. You can do that for, I mean, they made that thing look like a charge within like 30 minutes, though. So, you know, they're like, another light. Like, yeah, okay. I would say my only complaint of the movie is it a little long. It could have been shortened up and maybe these crazy moments of like ripping a bird apart. Cause like she still needs water. Like that only resolves the food part. Like she still has been without water for how long. So like, I'm like, to me, I'm like, no, like that to me personally didn't, I was like, I don't really care, but
yeah,
but just kind of like didn't fit in. Like, it was just like, I'm going to switch to Rambo really quick, tear apart this bird, eat its guts raw, and then now I have the sudden strength to rappel down and get my ass. Oh, and I did like the little packaging device as she rolled it off the satellite dish there.
Oh.
I was like, oh, wow, got it. I thought maybe you'd take her clothes off, wrap it even further. Yep. No, you went a step further. But, hey, you know, cheaters get ditches.
Yeah. Oh!
Or, like, and I'm thinking, they're like, at the end, in the body bag, they're, like, acting like there's a body there. That thing got obliterated. Are you kidding me?
No.
You'd be like, there's the head, there's an arm, there's a few toes, bones and blood. But
that's all you got.
I was so surprised Jeffrey Dean Morgan shows up as the dad. Oh, I'm dude. Like, oh, hey, bro. Like, I didn't even know you were in this, man.
Yeah. He's just like
flying in under the radar. He's just going to be like Samuel Jackson and just try to be in all these movies. You just never know because he's just like background characters and fluff characters and shit.
Yeah. It brings a little bit of light in the dark time.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed this movie just because I have this fear of heights. And it messed with me. It definitely messed with me. And that was fun.
I have not had a movie that has done that to me in a very long time. Even a scary movie. Yeah, I might get jump scared every once in a while, but not an actual... That's why I'm not trying to bring it back up again, but we really should, even if we just don't just watch it, you should really watch Terrifier 2.
I
read another little snippet of somebody. I didn't want to hear any like spoilers on it, but they were like, I've never had a movie make me want to take my eyes and like my hands and cover my eyes before. I've never done that. I'm a 35-year-old man, and I'm covering my eyes in movie theater.
That's sweet. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Hold up. You know, so I'm just saying. But anyways, besides the point to the movie Fall is I literally turned my head away. And actually, I rewinded a couple times because when I turned my head away, by the time I came back, I missed something they said or something. You know what I mean? Something happened. I'm like, oh, wait. Hold up. You know, like I looked away for too long. Yeah, you know, I wasn't, you know, I mean, this is not. So I definitely give it. I highly, highly recommend watching it, especially if you have it, because it gets you in the feels. You know, you got to pay attention to it, but it really happens. Those bolts.
Man, I'll tell you.
I'm like,
you know, for me, I'd never be up there. No. I'll never be in that situation ever.
That one for followers to go hang off a building, you're not following?
No.
Come on, bro.
No. No. No way. Also, a real simple solution for them is start taking parachutes, you big dummies.
No, yeah.
If you took parachutes, you're going to just base jumped and you would have been absolutely fine. Oh, crap. The ladder fell. Don't worry. I have this trusty parachute. I could have saved that movie a good hour and a half. but yeah, a little long. It could have been shortened up.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
It definitely just, the birds thing cracked me up, man.
Yeah.
These friggin' crazy feathered things attacking her while she's charging it, that shit cracked me up. And then when she's like sleeping, I'm like, she's about to nab that bird. Her eye opens up, her hand moves over, she nabs that bird. I'm like, this shit's crazy. And then she's like tearing into it, ripping apart. I'm like, what? This fucking Rambo on a radio tower, man.
Yeah. Wild.
She takes the gizzards and ties it around her head. Yeah. She suddenly has 12 guns filled with ammo. Yeah, she smears the blood.
She's about to get war paint.
I'm going to fucking take this whole place alive. You're like, what happened to the movie?
And then, you know, she's actually turned in, and she just jumped down, dude. She just survived the jump.
Oh, yeah, she's like,
after she ate the bird, she goes,
I got bird strength, bitch, and then just jumped down, yeah. what do you call that? Belly flopped right into the dirt. No problem. Also, man, that's pretty shitty about those people, the trailer, that, like, you see they're stuck up there, they just take their vehicle?
Okay. Wow. Ooh. Yeah, that's crazy.
Interesting fact. This movie was purchased by Lionsgate to distribute. And in that, they wanted to make it PG-13. And they used artificial intelligence to remove 30 F-bombs.
Yes, freaking, right? It actually bothered me how many times they said freaking in this movie. You didn't notice it? When they were talking to each other, the one girl was like, "Yeah," she goes, "This is freaking crazy." Like, hello, like I think she was talking to her father. "This is freaking crazy. This is," she said it like, I'm like, "What is going on here?" I'm getting upset with this freaking word. You know what I mean? Like, it just caught my eye. She's like fighting the bird. "This freaking bird." No, you're not saying that as you're murdering a bird. That's so funny. I'm just saying.
I never paid any attention to it.
I'm telling you. Yeah, and once I heard it at the very beginning, and you could tell. So what you're getting ready to say is artificial intelligence covered those words up, right?
Yeah.
There was two of them where they said it. They said it back and forth. Okay, the one girl said freaking, the other girl said freaking, whatever they were talking about. And you could tell that it was like almost robotic in the same, it was actually the same thing. I know it's two females that are talking, but it is
so
still
weird.
Boom, boom. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Something happened.
Wait a minute.
So you actually answered one of my questions that I was going to ask you about.
Yeah, like what a wild thing. Like, hey, we need to take all the customers out. Oh, no problem. We'll just use this deep fake software. Like, that's fucking asinine. Oops, I just dropped an F-bomb. Let me just go AI that out. No.
Yeah.
That's freaking weird, man.
Yeah, it's freaking crazy, man.
The B-67... whatever tower that they talk about in the movie that they climb is a real tower.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
And three people did climb it, and one person did die.
Wow.
The other two had made it down. But, yeah, I guess, like, it's a frequent place to go for people to base jump. So even if they don't necessarily go all the way to the tippy top,
they go there where the first part. Gotcha.
Yeah, but I'm sure that, yeah, I think that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy to me. Like, when you're so high up that, like, you can't even, like, I don't know. It's like, no, just to me, it's just, like, I don't know. I don't have that bone in my body.
See, what I think it is, I think it's an adrenaline junkie thing.
Oh, I know.
I think that's where that whole, like, thing, like, my brother's that way. Ricky has literally drove up with a guy in a Cavalier that he paid $50 for with a bungee string. Okay, has tied it to his feet off a random bridge, tied it off, and jumped off that bridge.
Yeah, that's crazy.
My brother Ricky has done that multiple times.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
You're like, whoa! Like, no, are you kidding me? Like, no way, because there's water down there. I'm like, water that would still kill you.
Like, yeah, dude. Yeah, like, cool. Like. You hit water hard enough, dude. It still fucking hurts, man. Yeah, you can break your bones and shit.
Yeah, dude, there's no way. You know, I mean, I'm just saying. That's like, you're crazy, trusting, man, you're putting trust into somebody. That you, and like, the, I mean, the one photo, I'm like, that's the guy that you went up there with? Nothing against, he was probably a perfect guy. Ricky survived, he's fine. But, whoa. Yeah, I'm just saying, I do not have that bone in my body at all. Yeah. I want to skydive one day in my life. Because I just want to do it just to say I did it. Because it's a very safe two-man operation. I mean, it's not perfectly safe. Obviously, I'm jumping off a plane. But it's like the most safe that I can, something that I can do that somebody else can control me doing it. I'm going to do that once to say I did it. That's it. I'm not going to bungee jump. I ain't doing nothing else.
That is one I definitely would love to. I would love to say yes.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can say yes.
Dude, I think we'll talk about this later. We really should make like a bucket list for ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put that on my bucket list because then you have to do it. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, I would love to but
you have to do it.
I don't have to do anything.
Okay,
but
right.
If you want to do it, you go ahead.
Guys, he's going to do it.
Wow. Another interesting fact about this movie is they actually built 100 feet of that tower on a mountainside. So they were basically at the same elevation, and they could feel like they were at the same elevation, only it's 100 feet instead of, you know, 2000.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's really cool. And I think they did film a little bit of it, like the base, them climbing up a little bit of it and everything. I think they did film that that place. But yeah. I'm like, that's wild to me to be like that up that high. Like it literally bothered me. I even said to Jessica, I said, the human brain is wild because I'm laying on my couch in my home, perfectly safe. But I see these two ladies climbing and they're showing the drone shots and all this stuff. And I am like, it's an edge of your seat movie. You know, it was really wild. I couldn't believe that my human brain was able to. I switched over to my computer brain for a little bit just so I could process it.
You know? Huh. Yeah. That's insane. I was just looking it up.
Yeah.
It's impressive, man.
Yeah.
It's just wild. There's just no way. You said 2,000 feet, right?
Yeah. It was. It's the fourth largest structure in California.
Oh, it's just in California? Or is it the fourth largest structure ever, like in the United States, but it's in California? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think right now, because it was built in, I think it was 81 or something like that. And I don't think. I think it might be the fourth largest in the country, but I think they were saying it was the fourth largest in California. I don't remember that one.
Gotcha. Okay.
But it is among one of the tallest radio towers. And then in my research, I came upon like a Reddit post that had like a video of this guy who works on, they're called guy mast towers, and there's a guy. Now this platform was huge compared to like what those girls had.
Okay.
But this guy is up in the freaking clouds. Like that's what it looks like. He's just this little tiny thing on this big structure, on this tiny little radio tower and this vast, massive landscape. Like, it's absolutely incredible to be up that high. And he took a drone and was like flying it around while he was up there. I mean, I could imagine that the view is so breathtakingly stunning and amazing. And I'm sure there's nothing like it. You got to see something like that in person, but I'm good.
Yeah. 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 I'm not, no way. You can tie me off as much as you want.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Ain't going to do it.
I got you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Fall. Definitely recommend it. If you have, fear of heights, I definitely recommend it. I was telling Jessica, this is my horror movie. This fits into a horror genre because this is what terrifies me.
yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I'm like, you know, most scary movies belong in comedies where this belongs in horror.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
What that's do we good way to look at it? I never looked at it that. I didn't look at it that way, but that's 100%. That is a very true thing.
Yeah. What are we watching next?
I don't know, man. Do you know of anything new? Where I get into the holiday season.
So yeah,
we was just talking about it yesterday. It was today or yesterday. That Santa Claus movie.
Oh, dude. Silent Night?
Yeah, Silent Night.
Is that what's called? No. Violent Night, right?
Violent Night, yes. I say I knew it sounded close, but I'm like, Silent Night.
Different. That's a scary Halloween movie. Violent Night with David Harbour as Santa Claus, dude. Like, this movie looks amazing, man.
Yeah. So that's only one like newish one that I know of that's like a big Christmas movie, but or like a holiday movie in general.
Yeah, that movie's gonna be incredible. You know, I like David Harbour a lot. And I loved Hellboy 1 and 2 with Ron Perlman. So when they were coming out with, you know, redoing Hellboy with David Harbour, I'm like, man, I love David Harbour, but like Ron Perlman is Hellboy, you know?
Yeah.
But I watched it because I like David Harbour, and honestly, dude did awesome. I thought he was a really good Hellboy. So I'm like, man.
Yeah, I agree.
So what a shame. People just crapped on it. David Harbour just needs. I want to live in a town where David Harbour is my sheriff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's Barbarian. I wanted to see Barbarian. Now that's a horror movie.
We get one more holiday movie in.
Yeah, because that one. Oh, it looks like. Where to watch? It's on Barbarian's on HBO. So, if we wanted to do that one, Violent Night is in theaters.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about that, and then Wakanda Forever. That's another one that I wanted to fit in, but. It's still in theaters right now too. I checked that one out earlier.
Yeah.
I was just trying to, cause I was trying to think of something to watch, but.
Yeah, and then I don't really be fun to watch a comedy, but I don't know of anything coming out.
Yeah, as I say, I'm drawing a blank, man. I mean, we can think about it. I mean, I'm down for Barbarian. You know, if you want to set that up as like a, let's say like a, more than likely. But if you find anything else, I mean, because I don't know of anything else. Like, I mean, I'll check on Netflix and stuff real quick to see if I know of anything on there. But, yeah, I mean, The Barbarian looks decent. I'm watching the video without any, you know, without any sound or anything. But, you know, I mean, it looks like it's watchable.
Bill Skarsgård's, he's an actor, man. Bill Skarsgård makes acting look like it's effortless. Yeah. Justin Long is always awesome. I don't really know. Oh, Zach Cregger. That's awesome. Zach Cregger's from The Whitest Kids You Know. But, yeah, so I don't really know too many other people in this movie, but it's not a horror movie unless Justin Long's in it, apparently, because Justin Long is just in so many different horror movies.
Yeah. I agree. But maybe that makes them good.
Oh, yeah. But Bill Skarsgård did. He played Pennywise like a friggin' boss, man. That shit was awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think he's the best one. Even if the second movie wasn't as good, but Pennywise was fantastic.
That's the problem. The second one wasn't as good because there wasn't enough Pennywise. There wasn't enough
Pennywise. You know, that's the thing. There wasn't like that's because there's other parts of him and other creatures of him that he cannot be him, right?
Right.
It's ridiculous. So.
All right, well, Barbarian it is.
Yeah.
I'm down.
In. All right, cool.
All right, well, we'll just wrap this one up a little quick.
All right, cool. A little quick.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for watching.
Yep, thank you for listening.
And don't forget to hit the like, subscribe, bell notification. What else? The share button to share it all your friends. Share button.
Yeah. Let them know.
Yeah.
So you can tell them, you know, how great our commentary is or how bad it is, you know?
Yeah.
And tell us if you watch a movie, please. That as well.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Anyways. Bye.
See ya.